Ladies and gentlemen, I'd planned to speak to you tonight to report on the State of the Union. But the events of earlier today have led me to change those plans. Today is a day for mourning and remembering.
Ethics is the aesthetics of the few.
Sure.
Last summer, I spent a couple of weeks in a Buddhist monastery. No one was allowed to talk, or to read, or to write.
This ceremony every year. We had it, and everyone from miles around came in for it. Cousins, aunts, uncles, and the kids, grandmothers, grandfathers, everyone. And we set it up around this big natural pool with pine trees and palm trees. All the trees were there. We had thousands of these big urns, you know the kind, and everyone would dance and sing, and it lasted for 3 days. Everyone cooked and looked forward to it all the year. Well, one year we were in the middle of it, and I was just a boy at the time. Anyway, it was evening, and suddenly a whole lot of tigers came in. I don't know where they came from. They rushed in, snarling, knocked over all the urns,
reflecting the views of the United States government.
Really,
why did Cuban dictator Fidel Castro lead what he called a protest march to the U.S. diplomatic office in Havana? Mr. Castro was angry about an electronic message board that has been posted on the side of the building that houses the U.S. interest section. And what was the board displaying that got the Cuban dictator so mad? Passages from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and quotes from the late American civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
So will ich das gehen. Ich tat es nicht um Gehalt und nicht um Lohn. Ich tat es um deiner selbst wegen.
Auf die Gräber in Lage.
Der
Mond, der hat alles ins Helle gebracht.
Der
Kirchhof, der liegt wie am Tage. Da regt sich ein Grab und ein anderes dann. Sie kommen hervor, ein Weib da, ein Mann, in weißen, in schleppenden Hemden. Das reckt nun, es will sich ergetzen, sogleich die Knöchel zur Runde, zum Kranze, so arm und so jung und so alt und so reich. Doch hindern die Schleppen am Tanze. Und weil hier die Scham nicht weiter gebeugt, schütteln sich alle da liegen zerstreut, die Händelein über die Jungen.
soy un hombre nacido allá en la pampa lejana, pero mi sueño querido es la patria americana.
Esta epopeya que tengo tenemos delante la van a escribir las masas hambrientas de indios, de campesinos sin tierras, de obreros
como el viento que pasa.
La van a escribir las masas progresistas,
viento
los intelectuales honestos y brillantes que tanto abundan en nuestras sufridas tierras de América Latina.
Patria o muerte es mi destino.
It transcends the senses, but it is possible to reason out the existence of God to a limited extent. Even in ordinary affairs, we know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules. In my tour last year in Mysore, I met many poor villagers, and I found upon inquiry that they did not know who ruled Mysore. They simply said, some god ruled it. If the knowledge of these poor people was so limited as they were.
Соотечественники, наступил великий день победы над Германией. Фашистская Германия, поставленная на колени Красной Армии и войсками наших союзников, признала себя побежденной и объявила безоговорочную капитуляцию. 7 мая был подписан в городе Реймсе предварительный протокол капитуляции.
The nations were promised liberation and justice, but we have witnessed and are witnessing even now the sad spectacle of liberating armies firing into populations who want their independence and social equality, and supporting in those countries by force of arms such parties and personalities as appear to be most suited to serve vested interests. Territorial questions and arguments of power.
Almond trees in the hill, we saw them today. Dear Mrs. Steele, I like to ask you questions. Do you believe that it's necessary to worship individuality?
We do, Mrs. Henry Watterson.
Of course I have heard.
Dear sir.
Of course I have heard.
They didn't leave the book.
Yes, yes.
I know what I hear.
Yes, sir.
Dear sir.
I heard her hurrying.
We all did.
Good night.
Isabel.
Senators and representatives,
Furness.
I have the great pleasure,
Anthony Roosevelt,
the high privilege,
it's easy to name a
and the distinguished
like
honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, Supreme Allied Commander General MacArthur and Allied representatives on the battleship Missouri in Tokyo Bay. The thoughts and hopes of all America, indeed of all the civilized world, are centered tonight on the battleship Missouri. There, on that small piece of American soil, anchored in Tokyo Harbor, the Japanese have just officially laid down their arms. They have signed terms
of a language
surrender.
In which each word would be translated into French order by several words, when necessary by a whole sentence. Of a language which one could translate in its elements into known languages, but which would not reciprocally express the translation of French words order or of French or other sentences. Makes this dictionary by means of code.
Mm-hmm.
Сейчас начнется траурный митинг, посвященный памяти Иосифа Виссарионовича Сталина.
По поручению Центрального комитета Коммунистической партии Советского Союза и Совета министров Союза СССР траурный митинг, посвященный памяти председателя Совета министров Союза СССР и секретаря Центрального комитета Коммунистической партии Советского Союза генералиссимуса Иосифа Виссарионовича Сталина объявляю открытым. Слово предоставляется первому заместителю председателя Совета министров Союза СССР товарищу Лаврентию Павловичу Берия.
I speak to you tonight in a spirit of hope. 18 years ago, the event of nuclear weapons changed the course of the world, as well as the war. Since that time, all mankind has been struggling to escape from the darkening prospect of mass destruction on Earth.
I think that is very, very important. And for me, that what I do is, it's kind of philosophy.
Yes.
I want to show life and death.
Yes.
And I want to show that it is the same.
It's the same.
Because
yes.
I have a feeling for the whole,
yes.
for the whole cosmos.
Yes.
And I'm very near to the philosophers before Socrates, Heraclitus, Parmenides, Empedocles. They had all the feeling that the
army. Капиталисты Англии, Америки, Франции ведут войну против России. Они мстят Советской Рабочей и Крестьянской Республике за то, что она свергла власть помещиков и капиталистов и дала тем пример для всех народов Земли. Капиталисты Англии, Франции, Америки помогают деньгами и военными припасами русским помещикам, которые ведут против советской власти войска из Сибири, с Дона, Северного Кавказа, желая восстановить власть царя, власть помещиков, власть капиталистов. Нет, этому не бывать. Красная армия сплотилась, поднялась, выгнала помещичьи войска и белогвардейских офицеров от Волги, отвоевала Ригу, отвоевала почти всю Украину, подходит к Одессе и к Ростову. Еще немного усилий, еще немного месяцев борьбы с врагом, и победа будет за нами.
Красная армия рожа. Ни-ни-ни-ни-ни. Рожа. Rouge, ni. Il n'est que vin, il n'est que sang, il n'est que chair. Rouge.
At a dramatic and deeply promising time in our history and in the history of man on earth. For the past 12 months, the world has known changes of almost biblical proportions. And even now, months after the failed coup that doomed a failed system, I'm not sure we've absorbed the full impact, the full import of what happened. But communism died this year.
Excelencias, lo que aquí diga no será compartido por todos, pero diré lo que pienso y lo haré con respeto. El actual orden económico mundial constituye un sistema de saqueo y explotación como no ha existido jamás en la historia. Los pueblos creen cada vez menos en declaraciones y promesas.
dream.
Thank you.
Thank you.